Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called A Bone to Pick, a traditional fable adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lydia and the rest of the Shackleford family, Riven and their family, Zealand, Leif, and Patty and their family, Duke and Remy and the rest of the Faulkner family from Brentwood, California, Margot and Wilkie and their family from Tacoma Park, Maryland, Annie and Ruth and their family from Smyrna, Georgia, Emerson and Jack and the Troost family from Chicago, and Maria, Francesca, Erin, and Poppy and their family. Thank you so much, Poppy, Erin, Maria, Francesca, Jack, Emerson, Ruth, Annie, Wilkie, Margot, Remy, Duke, Patty, Leif, Zealand, Riven, and Lydia. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also head over to patreon.com/stories and make a monthly donation. For just $1 a month, you can listen to all of our new episodes and our entire back catalog ad-free. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! A Bone to Pick. Once upon a time, deep in the forest, there was a hungry old lion. She considered herself queen of the woods, and all that she saw was hers to eat, munch, chew, and just generally devour. And also once upon a time, deep in that same forest, there was a hungry old bear. He thought he was the king of the woods, and all that he saw was his to eat, crunch, slurp, and just generally gobble. Maybe you can see where this is going. They both ruled their little pieces of forest, eating what they pleased and doing what they liked, until one day they crossed paths in a clearing in the woods. It wasn't any place special, not normally at least. That day, though, some humans had passed through for a picnic. They'd packed in all sorts of meats and sweets and delicious snacks, but when they left, they forgot their wicker picnic basket. It was smallish, with a long looping handle, but the lion and the bear both smelled it from miles away and hurried right over. The lion burst through the brush, regal head high, sniffing at the air. A picnic basket, she purred. What a lovely surprise. Humans always leave the best meats behind. Ooh, I think I smell salami. She prowled into the clearing. From the other side, the great shaggy bear barreled through his own brush, turning his head from side to side.
Oh, I smell human food, he rumbled. I smell apples and chippies and crunchies for free, salami and cheeses and napkins for me.
He lumbered into the clearing at exactly the same time as the lion. The two big, hungry lords of the forest froze, eyeing each other. Usually, they'd scare competition off with a growl, but they were equally sized. Both angry and suspicious, they stared at each other across the empty ground. "Oh, sorry, Bear, but this picnic basket is spoken for," the lion said. "Why don't you run along and go find some nuts and berries and trash? You know, bear food." The bear grumbled and humphed.
"Oh, bear food is whatever food a bear wants to eat," he said proudly. "Aren't you supposed to be chasing down an antelope or something? Leave the picnic baskets to the experts and run along back to your litter box."
Now the lion was grumbling and growling. "Litter box? I'm the queen of this place."
"Oh, queen, I'm the king of the forest."
They continued to bicker. In the trees above, a large raven landed lightly on a limb. She, too, had smelled the human food and had come to do a little scavenging. She watched for a while, just waiting. The bigger animals would have their fill before she could chance swooping down, and she was getting impatient. "Hey!" she squawked at them, from safely high above, of course. "Why don't you guys just share? Let lion take the mead and bear, you take the rest. Maybe leave some big crumbs for me, your friend the raven. That way we all win." The great beasts looked up at her, stunned someone would interrupt.
"Hey, who even asked you?" the bear grumbled. "Don't you have some shiny junk to collect?"
"This is a private discussion," the lion agreed. "Take your beak and go stick it in someone else's business." "Well, all right then," the raven said and flapped to another tree.
"Well, that's a start," grumbled the bear. "Now you fly away home too, little kitty."
"Little kitty?" the lion purred dangerously. "I'll have you know, I'm a refined feline winner, a golden hunting queen, and if you're in the way of my supper, you'll see royalty get mean. You don't want to see me mean, no, no. I'm a complex apex predator. This bear's a munching brute, and if you take away my dinner, I'll sniff you out with my snoot. I'll sniff you out with my snoot. Oh, I'm the queen of the forest. No one's as mighty as me. The biggest, the strongest, the fastest, the longest, and I eat whatever I please. So back off, please. This one belongs to me. I said it, I've asked it, I'm taking this basket, and I'll eat whatever I please.
Are you ready to let me enjoy my dinner in peace, Bear?
Not today, Lion.
That was it. They flew at each other across the clearing, slamming together in a wild spray of fur and claws and teeth. The lion pounced and rolled the bear onto his broad back. The bear swung a heavy paw and sent the lion tumbling away into the dirt. They clashed again and came away battered and bruised. They each took a few steps back.
Have you had enough? The lion panted.
She was caked with dirt and she was missing a patch of fur.
No way,
huffed the bear between heaving breaths.
Oh, you better just surrender.
Never, said the lion. That food is mine.
Oh, replied the bear. You'll never have that food. I'll take it and eat every last bite. I'll even eat the basket. You just... Hey, where did the basket go?
Oh, where did it go?
Sorry about that, called down the raven from the tree. She was far up in the skinniest branches.
What? Where's my basket, you feathery fool? Snarled the lion.
No, where's my basket, bird brain? Roared the bear.
Don't worry, it's safe with me, your friend the raven, said the raven.
Way up in the tree, the big beasts could just make out the wicker handle.
The raven reached out and patted it. You were so busy fighting, I thought I'd just handle it for you. Now it's my basket and you have nothing left to fight about.
You better bring that back down here right now, the lion said. Or we'll eat you too, threatened the bear.
Oh, said the raven. Do you have some wings I'm not seeing? Sorry, friends, but I offered to share it all with you. Maybe next time you'll actually listen.
The lion roared and leapt at the tree, sinking in her claws. She pulled herself up a few feet and then slid back to the ground. The bear got further, shimmying up with his mighty paws, but the raven was in a skinny tree, and soon the bear too fell back to the ground.
Thanks for trying, and thanks for the lovely meal, the raven said. See you later.
She turned and flapped away, leaving the rest of the basket way up in the tree. The lion and bear looked at each other for a long time and then sighed.
Split it next time, said the lion.
I guess so, said the bear.
And soon they both went their separate ways, finding new things to eat and dreaming deeply of the salami they'd lost.
The end. Today's story, A Bone to Pick, was an adaptation of a traditional fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.